Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JinJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, March 12th. We've gotten into a lot of the free agent signings that the Jaguars are going to be making once the new league year opens on Wednesday already. But they're also signing two Baltimore Ravens, we found out later on yesterday. Devin Duvernay, the kick returner slash wide receiver, and then also Ronald Darby, a cornerback, also snubbed by Will Lutz. We'll get into all of it here. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. All right, so look, Jaguars, they are set to sign free agent returner and receiver Devin Duvernay from the Ravens. This is also an indication, if you couldn't tell, Jamal Agnew heading elsewhere. It looks like not going to be a Jacksonville Jaguar. According to Rap Sheet, it is a two-year deal worth $8.5 million, up to $12.5 million in incentives for Devin Duvernay. So the Jaguars, they land one of the best returners in the game to replace Jamal Agnew, who is a free agent and struggled to stay healthy over the last couple years with the Jaguars, right? Jamal Agnew, when healthy, is obviously maybe the best returner on the planet. Certainly up there, but Devin Duvernay is right up there with him as well. Duvernay is a two-time Pro Bowler, one-time All-Pro as a returner, and make no mistake, that is why the Jaguars signed him, right? They value special teams at an extremely high level in Jacksonville. They're willing to invest in special teams. They want to remain an explosive return unit. I think they wanted to bring a guy in who they felt maybe could stay a little bit more healthy. He averages 12.8 yards per return, 24.8 yards per kick return for his career. He scored two touchdowns on kickoff returns. Like, this is a guy that can certainly change the field, flip the field for you. He does have additional value as a potential role player on offense, kind of the gadgety type guy that Jamal Agnew was at times when he was healthy as well. You can get the ball in his hands quickly and let him use his speed to pick up yards. You can also draw up plays to get him vertical down the field and, again, use his speed. Ran a sub 4.4 40-yard dash. Personally, I think special teams is huge, and I don't mind investing in it. I know that this isn't some massive investment. When you look at an $8.5 million deal over 2 years, you're probably talking about a cap hit of $2 million or less in 2024 for Devin Duvernay. So good signing for me. I think this is a guy that every year of his career, he was pretty productive as a role-playing receiver type of player until 2023, when the Ravens really invested in the wide receiver position, kind of bumped him down the depth chart, but still a very good return man, both as a punt returner and kick returner. The Jaguars, they're also signing another former Raven and a former Florida State Seminole, cornerback Ronald Darby. I love this one. This is one of my favorite signings the Jaguars have made. Highly experienced in man coverage, good in press coverage. He is a super athlete. He's not a long-term answer at 30 years old, but he can play opposite Tyson Campbell if you need him to. He can play inside. He can play outside. Again, not a long-term starter. It's a two-year deal for him. But he can start for you in 2024, whether that's playing opposite Tyson Campbell on the outside in press coverage or playing in the slot for you. I think that he will be a starter for the Jaguars, either, again, in the nickel or outside. One of those two spots, I think he is likely a starter in 2024 for the Jags. It's a two-year deal worth $10 million max per Jordan Schultz. So, again, not a big cap hit. A lot of these signings the Jaguars are making, really all of them, none of them are like massive cap hits for 2024. The biggest one being Gabe Davis, the biggest deal that they have signed so far. And even he is going to probably hit the cap for in between $5 to $6 million. So the Jaguars, they've been adding talented starters, guys that can definitely come in and contribute and upgrade their roster, but not guys that are breaking the bank so far. So you're looking at a cap hit again, probably about $2 million for a Ronald Darby. In other news, as I mentioned, Will Lutz snubbed the Jaguars. After initially agreeing to a 3-year deal in principle, apparently he has decided to return to Denver. So that is something, right? You don't see that all the time. This has happened with the Jaguars in the past, though. Tyson Alualu was supposed to come back to Jacksonville, decided to stay in Pittsburgh. So one of those things. Sure, the Jaguars are not happy about it, but they'll likely now shift their sights elsewhere for a veteran kicker. Playoff hero Riley Patterson is still on the roster, and he's a guy that is an accurate kicker, just does not have the biggest leg. Brandon McManus, he signed with the Commanders. It seemed like the Jaguars had already elected and decided to move on anyways after a horribly inconsistent stretch down the year or down the stretch for Brandon McManus there. Peterson was visibly mad on the sideline, visibly mad in a lot of press conferences after some of those misses. Misses that, you know, if you want to look at it this way, cost the Jaguars a playoff spot. And so I still think that they will be looking for a vet kicker to come in, and there's still several guys out there that could make sense for them. So for now, the Jaguars' big additions in free agency. Retaining Ezra Cleveland at left guard. You know, not like the most eye-popping deal, right? I think he's getting $9.5 million, something like that. But a guy who I think is a quality starter in the NFL. Not above average, not great, but he's a quality starter. He's a good run blocker. I think he's a good fit for what the Jaguars want to do. Signing Mitch Morse, love that. Gabe Davis, Darnell Savage, Devin Duvernay, Ronald Darby. I like most of what they've done a lot. I still don't quite get the deal for...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Mac Jones, trading for Mac Jones, but that's neither here nor there. Not going to end up being a major impact on the Jaguars in 2024 in all likelihood. The secondary, now that you've signed Darnell Savage and Ronald Darby, is way more athletic. Like, those are two guys that can absolutely run, and they're very explosive athletes. They're two starting caliber players. Darnell Savage has started most of his entire career, really, with the Green Bay Packers. Had a very good season in 2023. Started his career off really well there as well. And Ronald Darby, he's been starting around the league for a long time. And I think he's going to continue to start in Jacksonville. When it comes to the Darnell Savage move, how does that work in terms of who's going to be on the field? I think you're going to see a lot of Andre Sisco, a lot of Antonio Johnson, and a lot of Darnell Savage. I think that they really value his skill set and what he brings to the team. I think Gabe Davis is a great fit for the Jaguars. Again, he's the most expensive free agent signing reported so far. A guy, though, while he doesn't have the same level of talent as Calvin Ridley, he is a great fit for what the Jaguars needed because they have Christian Kirk, they have Evan Engram. These are two guys that can really get the job done in the short to intermediate part of the field at an extremely high level. Gabe Davis is a field stretcher, so this is someone who can open up space underneath for Christian Kirk and Evan Engram, and he right now, in my opinion, would definitely be the third target as a vertical X receiver. You try to get him passes deep down the field. You try to get him maybe in some contested catch situations. He will be their best contested catch guy and their best vertical threat at this point. I don't think he's a number one wide receiver, and he won't be featured in the offense like a number one wide receiver, but he will align where a lot of number one wide receivers align. So not a number one. He will play X, though. He will have a vertical passing element to this offense and open up things for your top two target getters in Christian Kirk and Evan Engram. Mitch Morse, good center, experienced center, leader. Huge upgrade over the worst starting center in football, arguably, Luke Fortner. So even though he's not like a top-level center, Mitch Morse isn't, he is a massive upgrade over what you had, and I think that's a big move in the right direction. Devin Duvernay, a really, really good return man, can be an offensive gadgety type player with speed to burn. You can get him the ball deep on some shots, and you can also get him the ball quickly. For me, the top remaining needs that should be addressed in free agency are defensive line and edge depth. You have Devon Hamilton, who you feel is a good starter. You're paying Roy Robertson-Harris to be a starter. He's really more of a rotational guy, though. That's what he has always been in the NFL, what he was in Chicago and what he should be in Jacksonville. So I think you need to bring in another defensive lineman. I think you need to bring in edge depth, and there's plenty of candidates at both of those spots. Wide receiver and cornerback are interesting. You obviously want Ridley back, and we'll see how that plays out. But I think if you don't get him, you don't necessarily go sign a receiver. You do still have Zay Jones on the roster. So if Zay Jones is healthy and Gabe Davis obviously coming in healthy, if those two guys are playing on the outside some for you, I think they both can stretch the field a little bit and open up, like I said, things underneath and in the intermediate areas for Christian Kirk and Evan Engram to really eat. So I don't necessarily think if you don't get Ridley back, you're going to sign another receiver. I think that you're going to probably draft one extremely early in the 2024 NFL draft if you can't get Calvin Ridley back. And then cornerback, I think regardless of what happens, they're going to draft a corner early. There's a lot of great corners in this draft class. I think the Jaguars, first or second round, it'd be very surprising if they don't draft a corner because you do have Ronald Darby, right? You have Tyson Campbell, obviously. Both of those guys can start. Darby can start either inside or outside. And then you have a bunch of depth guys. You haven't brought back Trey Herndon. You have Buster Brown, who can be a depth piece for you outside. You have potentially Gregory Jr. I don't think that they have made a move to bring him back yet. He is a restricted free agent. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But I still think Calvin Ridley, very much on the table. The longer we go without hearing something on Ridley, the better. The Jaguars, they don't want to finalize a deal until after the start of the league year tomorrow. If they did, they'd be giving up a second-round pick to the Atlanta Falcons for Calvin Ridley. So I think they want to wait until after the league year. And the longer you don't hear something about another team signing Calvin Ridley, I think the better for the Jaguars and for Ridley for that situation. Stay tuned. Like I said, no news on Ridley yet. That's a good thing. No news on the Josh Allen deal. That is not a good thing. But I think the Jaguars are working to get that done. And congrats to Darius Williams. Back to the Rams. Very excited for him. I love his effort. Love his game. Love the fit back there. I think he will do great for them. Sad that he had to leave. Was not a fan of releasing him. I would have tried to personally. If it was up to me, I know he's not the best fit. I know he's not the biggest guy, but I would have tried to keep him around, extend him, restructure his deal, whatever you needed to do, because I just think he's a really good football player. And I think he was probably the most consistent member of the Jaguars secondary in 2023. Don't think he's about to hit a cliff. In terms of his level of play. But congratulations to him for going back to LA. Happy for him. Hope he has a good, successful run out there again with the Rams. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Y'all have a good one.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.